NASA's newest climate satellite has blasted off to survey the world's oceans and atmosphere in unprecedented detail. SpaceX launched the PACE satellite before dawn today. More details, srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're continuing our question today. Is Joe Biden really in charge? Before we get back to the meat of the subject, let me simply intercede on behalf of the future of this broadcast. If you've enjoyed this broadcast, I've had the privilege, I've enjoyed every moment of it for the past almost 10 years. But if you have been blessed by it, you're encouraged by it, if you tune in and listen and follow the broadcast, you understand what we do is simply to warn every listener of what is taking place and what the Word of God says in relationship to what we should do as Christians, as conservatives, and as patriots. But ladies and gentlemen, our contract is up for renewal. In the contract, the bottom line is it's going to go from about $48,000 a year to just under $72,000 per year. That's pretty good money. That's a pretty good amount of money. And it's because everything is going up. I understand that. But it's something that unless we have your generous contribution to underwrite the future of this broadcast, we simply can't do it alone. It's going to take you, our listener, to lock arms with us, hold our hands up as we move forward as the watchman on the wall with Let's Face the Issues each and every day. And I look forward to your generous contribution to do so. And for you to be able to contribute, go to FCBCATJAX, that's FCBCATJAX.com. Find the donate button, click that button, make a generous contribution, and do so on a regular basis. One-time generosity is good, but it takes that continual generosity to hold our hands up for this broadcast to proceed each and every day. We look forward to what you're doing, but let me put a little parenthetical footnote on that. Don't use one dime of your tithe money. Your tithe goes to the local New Testament church that you're involved in. It's a contribution over and above your tithe that we're asking you to consider with your generous donation for this broadcast, Let's Face the Issues, to continue. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for those that have increased your giving. Thank you for those that are first-time givers. And we're looking forward to what God is going to do as He impresses your heart to support and underwrite the continuing broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And we're talking about today the question, is Joe Biden really in charge? Now, he's coming across as a tough president now. supposedly he's killed by his authorization, killed the ones that was head up and leading in the Hamas Hezbollah attack that caused three of our American soldiers to be slaughtered, to be killed. But ladies and gentlemen, it's coming out of the Islamic terrorist. Islamic terrorist, those that are in charge of that, is coming out of Iran. Iran is the head of the snake. Cut the snake's head off and you'll stop the Islamic terrorism. But ladies and gentlemen, the Islamics have a goal. The jihadists have a goal. And that goal is to conquer the entire world. In fact, I'm looking at an article, the headline, "The West Can't Really Understand Islamist Means to Conquer the World." The article reads, Atlanta pastor Michael Youssef was born in Egypt, lived there and among Muslims many years, and knows Islamics inside and out. He warns that millions of Muslims believe it is their religious duty to dominate all other political and religious systems. He says they're firmly set on setting up a long prophesied goal and global caliphate that is a global ruler and conquer the world. The word Islamist, Muslims who seek to restructure the government and all other society, is in accordance with the Islamic laws from the Quran. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've had the privilege of doing about 3,000 hours of research on a book entitled "The Is Islam Tolerant?" And I quote the Quran over and over and over, dozens and dozens and dozens of times in this book. And I'm looking at the Quran, Surah, they call them surahs, we call them chapters, Surah 3, 151, "We shall cast terror in the hearts of all who disbelieve, all non-Muslims." Surah 2, 191, "Kill them, all non-believers, wherever you find them, kill them, such as the recompense of the disbelievers, that is all non-Muslims." Surah 2, 193, "Fight until there's no more disbelief in Allah." Surah 2, 216, "Jihad, holy fighting for Allah's cause, is ordained for every Muslim." Surah 4:56, "Those who disbelieve, we shall burn them." Surah 4:101, "The disbelievers, all non-Muslims, are ever unto you an open enemy." Surah 4:102, "Allah has prepared a humiliating torment for all non-Muslims." Surah 8:55, "The worst moving living creature before Allah are those who are non-Muslims." And I could go on and on and on with quotes from the Quran, ladies and gentlemen, that validate the fact that the real goal of Islam is to conquer the world. And here's Joe Biden in his debilitated condition that is simply a puppet for those that are making the decisions. And I believe the decision is to allow the Islamic jihadists to control America. One writer said, with the millions that have come in illegally as invaders in America, hundreds if not thousands of those are here to set up sleeper cells to attack America from the inside and make 9/11 look like child's play. And I really believe that's on the horizon. I really believe that's the next thing on the calendar based on what we're seeing taking place in the Middle East and around the globe. And ladies and gentlemen, it's in the fulfillment. Hear me. Joe Biden or his puppeteers are making the decision, but it's in fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39. Because in Ezekiel 38 and 39, there's coming a day in the very near future that Russia will lead Iran and Turkey and Germany and Libya and Syria into a conflagration against the little postage stamp, the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. And it will then mushroom into what will ultimately be the battle of all battles, the battle of Armageddon. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to sit up and take notice, especially as Christians and as conservatives, to understand that though man is doing this, it is the demonic delusion that's carrying this out. When I say this, I'm talking about the chaos, the confusion, the calamity on a global basis. But it is God's word that's being fulfilled. We need to understand it. I'm looking at a headline. I'll read this headline. We'll take our next caller. It says, "The Biden appeasement of Iran caused the recent U.S. military deaths of American soldiers," end quote. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, you had commented, Doctor, or asked if we believe that Biden is really in charge. And of course he's not. And if we remember, nobody was voting for Biden until President Obama endorsed him in 2020, late in that race. Remember, there was no candidate, like, they were like, who are we going to vote for? And then President Obama went on record endorsing Biden, and then everybody was supporting Biden.
Exactly right. It is Barack Hussein Obama, that was an illegal president himself, that is behind the scenes. He is the puppeteer pulling the strings for Joe Biden. And by the way, Lisa, it is my most humble opinion, and others may call and disagree, that's fine. It is my most humble opinion, I've said so for 3 years on this broadcast. When November the 5th comes for 2024, which is about, what, eight and a half months away, when that event takes place, Joe Biden will not be on the ballot for the voters to vote. I believe when it comes to the Democratic National Committee convention and their committee meeting, they're going to squeeze Joe Biden out. He's going to, unfortunately, make an announcement that because of his health, or because of this, that, or the other, that he's bowing out. They're going to insert another name, and that other name is going to be either Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, or Gavin Newsom, or someone like that, that will be the candidate for the Democratic Party. It is my most humble opinion. I do not believe that Joe Biden will be the official presidential candidate November of this year to be elected. I believe that the Democrats see the handwriting on the wall. And with that, even with that being said, they're already putting in, implementing now, putting into place things that could be catastrophic events for America, but would either call off the election or make the election possible only by mail-in ballots. That's their way of stealing the election, is the so-called mail-in ballots. And they've attempted everything, Lisa, across the board, including trying to put President Donald J. Trump in prison to prevent him being the candidate. Each and every day, they see their goal of their lawfare against him. They said their goal of carrying that out, fading, dropping by the wayside every moment of every day. So they're going to have to try other ploys and other ways in order to steal the election. That's my opinion.
I believe you are exactly right. I full-heartedly believe that as well. And the Bible always gives us a way out. Lord always gives us a way out.
Yes.
And he says the truth shall make us free. And
yes,
the truth is becoming undeniable to the Democratic Party themselves. And so they have to call an audible, like you're talking about. They have to call some other ray of hope late in the race again that will not be Biden, so that they can try to salvage some of their legitimate people and not steal it completely by fraudulent, non-existent ballots through the mail like they did in 2020. And there is some hope, and I hope it isn't too late for a large majority of the Democratic Party waking up. I've been listening to Mike Laurie. Are you familiar with him?
Yes.
Yes, I've been listening to him, and he's had Dr. Carol Swain on the program. He has admitted with, I believe it was a former CNN newscast man, that George Floyd, they were lied to. Definitely, mm-hmm. They were lied to. So the truth is coming out, and it's undeniable. I just hope it's not too late.
Lisa, you're exactly right. The truth shall set us free. The truth is coming out. Here's my question, and it's not to combat what you said, because what you said is spot on. But the truth is coming out. But here's my question. Here's my dilemma. Here's my enigma as I see it. Where do we find strong-spined Republicans that's taking the truth and running with it to give vindication and validation of what we know took place? We're just watching, just in the past few days now, where Mitch McConnell is basically a traitor for the United States of America with what he attempted to do with the fraudulent $118 billion bill that was supposed to be called an immigration bill. I believe it's time for Mitch McConnell to retire. Just as when Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House, and Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy prevented Donald J. Trump from being able to carry out what he wanted to do in 2017 and 2018. I believe we have too many of the rhinos in charge that's making those decisions today. And as a result of that, we're seeing the diminishing of what I would call the hope for Americans to see light at the ray of light at the end of the tunnel that will give us hope to think that America can be saved. One writer put it this way, Lisa, even if Donald Trump goes into office, does he have enough America to salvage, to save? That's a question that I think demands a little answer, one of the analysis at least. I'm looking ahead.
Did you catch the unity that was exhibited on Forbes? It was a day ago yesterday, so 2 days ago, and it was led by Paul Goetz, and there were several Republicans that stood together visibly, and we need more of that. Did you catch that broadcast?
I didn't catch that. When you say Paul Goetz, you're not talking is he the congressman you're speaking of?
Correct. He got the bill in place, and there were several Republicans that stood with him, and it was aired 2 days ago. I caught it on Forbes. And I had Clay Yarborough once tell me that if 50 people, 50 constituents are calling him about any one issue, he's paying attention to that issue because he has legs from the constituents to stand on. So we need to call our representatives and remind them these are the issues we care about. We need to put pressure on the people that are in the White House, that are in Congress, that are in our state representative offices, and to save America.
I believe the name, not Paul Goetz, I believe it's Matthew Goetz, isn't it?
Yes, you're right.
Okay, that had me dilemmified there while you were saying that.
Yes, you are right.
By the way, we need to, also touching on that, we need to pray for the Florida Supreme Court. They had the oral argument yesterday with our Florida Attorney General and with Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel presenting the oral arguments for the proposed amendment on the Constitution in November on the election ballot. They've already got the socialist, Marxist, LGBTQ, and the Planned Parenthood, and the ACLU. They've got 910,000 signatures to have it put on the ballot, but the Supreme Court's analyzing the 90 words for that amendment, the 90 words introduction to the amendment. Is it constitutional? Does it hold muster? Is it legal? And there are three or four major enigmas in those 90 words. And so it is my prayer that the Supreme Court will reject that amendment and not have it on the ballot. They've got 910,000 signatures. They've spent about $17 million in order to get it that far. And so it's my prayer that that will be defeated, and it will take the prayers of the Christians, conservatives, and patriots. And I believe also we need to call our legislators, as you said, because there's the bill right now that became very, very hostile in open floor hearings, and that's the bill that will prevent any monuments in the state of Florida from being further taken down. And yet there's major contention in that and a flare-up yesterday, but we need to call our congressmen, need to send text, emails, and tell them, please stand and pass that bill that will prevent the legacy monuments, heritage monuments, from being destroyed in the state of Florida. So it takes, Lisa, what you're saying, if I can summarize and tie a little bow on that, it takes the Christians, conservatives, for us to stand up, to be heard, to be seen, and to be in prayer of asking God to intervene and give us victory in all of these areas. Lisa, thank you so much for your input. Keep on praying. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe we need to understand. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Is Joe Biden really in charge? Let me repeat that question. Is Joe Biden really in charge? I think not. I think the powers to be, the globalist, the socialist, Marxist globalist, those like Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, those like Dr. Tedros, which is not a medical doctor at all, but he's the head of the World Health Organization. Those like Bill Gates and George Soros, those are the globalists. Those are the ones in charge. And Barack Hussein Obama, I believe, is the puppeteer, and Joe Biden, I believe, is the puppet. But, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I'm gravely concerned about, if I can say this, and then you can discuss it if you'd like, are we going to face a civil war? Could it be the civil war that is ignited that prevents us from having an election in November? The reason I ask the question in that fashion is because there is a push right now from the Biden administration to prevent the state of Texas from securing its borders. Here's an article that's chilling. Biden plans to send troops to stop Texas from protecting their borders. A new report is warning America that Joe Biden plans to use the National Guard on the southern border, not to secure it from the millions of illegal aliens who have invaded since he took office and opened the border, but to restrict Texas' ability to provide security for their own state. The confirmation comes from the Anchorage Daily News report that Alaska National Guard said that a memorandum from the federal government has been issued directing Alaska's forces to prepare helicopters and 20 guardsmen to potentially be deployed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's frightening. That's chilling. That here we are with a sovereign state that's now being told by the federal government, you cannot protect your own borders. This article further states, says, it is now very, very clear that the federal government wants America to be invaded. And I believe there's no question about the clarity of that. Joe Biden is carrying out the plans. Joe Biden is not the president. He's the puppet president. He is the fake front for the presidency. He's the one that may fill the Oval Office when he's in town, when he's not eating ice cream, when he's not sleeping, when he's not on vacation, et cetera, et cetera. He's the face of the presidency, but he's not the president. He's not in charge of America today. Those that are behind the scenes are wanting the American borders to be invaded to geographically and with the demography to be totally changed. The demographers in 2009, by the way, made a bold statement. They said that by 2030, the United States of America would be a Hispanic-speaking nation. And at that time, I wondered, how in the world is that possible? I think we see it today, because right now, the millions of invaders are not being required to be a citizen. They're not being required to be vaccinated or to have any other health care cared for or taken care of. They're not being required to do anything but to come in, and in my opinion, because Joe Biden's already planning to get them on the fast track for a green card, and I believe that if nothing else, millions of them out of the hundreds of millions in America today, the millions upon millions, some said between 40 and 50 million already in America that are invaders, illegal, along with those that are recently coming in. They will have part and parcel of the voting, I believe, in the near future. And I believe that hundreds of thousands of them are going to be sleeper cells to destroy America. But here we are. The borders are not sealed. Joe Biden does not want them sealed. He plans to send the National Guard to force Texas to stop protecting its own border. The illegal invaders' entry, the Biden administration has also, let me just give you a little bullet point, if you please, of what the Biden administration has done. They've surrendered our health care authority to the World Health Organization. The Biden administration's authorized digital currency to trace, to track, and to control every person in America with what we spend, where we go, and what we do. The feds are teaching, are tracking, that is, every cell phone, every email, every text message, all of our social media to persecute, prosecute the common American citizen. Today, ladies and gentlemen, people in America are viewed, if you're an American citizen, your mom and dad standing before the school board, you're considered a domestic terrorist if you challenge the school board with what's happening. I'm looking at an article that says, yes, America is, in fact, being invaded. The fact that Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, has been in cahoots, as the old term used to be, with the mullahs in Iran. It was Joe Biden that made sure that they got billions of dollars. It was Barack Hussein Obama that sent pallets of cash money on airplanes to the mullahs in Iran. It's Joe Biden that took all the restrictions away from Iran being able to market oil on a global basis, as a result of that giving them hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, that now is being used to have terrorist activity around the globe. This article says Biden appeasement of Iran caused the recent military deaths. The drone strikes in the U.S. installations in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border, Biden's weak response to months of strikes by such groups against American forces across it is mostly the blame for these U.S. facilities. The article reads, is it Iran, stupid? It's Iran, stupid, and it's all Biden's fault. His team is infiltrated and compromised by all of the Iranian assets. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, he is compromised by Russia, he's compromised by China, he's compromised by the Ukraine, he's compromised by Syria, he's compromised by Iran. Joe Biden has been the money machine for the past 50 years, and he's so compromised he cannot take a stand to protect the sovereignty of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the feds now are tracking us, our cell phones, our emails, etc., to prosecute the common citizen. Financial responsibility, ladies and gentlemen, is now in the hands of the Biden administration to make the determination of what can and cannot be done. And now furthering the Biden puppet control in America. Here's an article that should frighten the socks off every citizen. There's no choice. Facial scan recognition taking off at all 430 U.S. airports. Joe Biden administration is pushing forward a scheme to impose facial recognition scans on all travelers coming through 430 federalized airports across America, despite bipartisan opposition in the U.S. Senate. The TSA has begun to work with enhanced credential authorization and authentication technology and an upgrade that started with pilot programs in only 30 airports. The scanners are known as Cat2 units and will incorporate facial recognition technology by capturing in real time pictures of all travelers, comparing them against photographs and IDs in the electronic system. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been hearing what I've said today, it should cause every Christian to be concerned. We should pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. Our land needs healing. Our homes need healing. Our states need healing. Our leadership needs healing. We need healing, and only the hand of God and God's intervention can provide that healing. So let's continue to look up, lift up our eyes, for our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BY.